Hello, everybody, and welcome to Mom of the Hard Kid. Today, we're going to be talking about serotonin. You know, good old serotonin. We talk about dopamine a lot, but serotonin has a lot to do with our mental health. And, of course, the mental health of our children. So first, we're going to talk about the difference between dopamine and serotonin. So on a very, very basic level, dopamine is about the want, the desire, the go get 'em kind of a thing. And serotonin is about contentment, if you take it at the most basic level. So they're both really integral and neurotransmitters for happiness. They're considered both part of the happy hormone. Well, Medical News Today had an article written by Jamie Esk, and it was medically reviewed by Dr. Nicole Washington. And it talks about the difference between dopamine and how dopamine is part of movement and coordination and pleasure. And serotonin is more dealing with emotions, but also your metabolism. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more as we go on. So according to the article, it says dopamine plays a role in motivation, cravings, desires, and it influences the functions of your body, including your mood, your sleep, your learning, movement, alertness, blood flow, and urine output. I mean, that's just kind of all over the place. When it talks about serotonin, it says that, this is the part I wanted to get to. 95% of your body's serotonin is created in the gut. I know. I always thought this was a brain thing. Maybe some of you guys already knew this. I didn't know this. So this was absolutely amazing to me. So it's talking about how serotonin not only aids in digestion, but that it has a huge impact on sleep and waking up, mood and your emotions, metabolism and appetite, cognition and concentration, hormonal activity, body temperature, and even your blood clotting. So when your body has low serotonin levels, you can have mental issues such as depression, anxiety disorders, eating disorders, schizophrenia, impulse control disorders, autism, aggressive behaviors, major depressive disorders, mood disorders, addiction, and ADHD. Now, if you're looking for a good article on this, I really recommend that you look at the National Library of Medicine, National Center of Biotechnology Information. They have so many articles on this, one of which is called Serotonin and Mental Disorders, a Concise Review on Molecular Neuroimaging Evidence. And it was written by three authors, Lin, Li, and Yang. And it goes through, it's more of one of those, I don't know, technically written kind of articles, but it talks about the different mental disorders that we discussed before and why there is an issue with serotonin regarding those disorders. You know, I really do like reading things like this because I think when you come across somebody who has a mental disorder, including some of the basic ones like anxiety or depression, I think a lot of people are like, oh, I should be able to fix this by, you know, motivation. I should be able to fix this by telling them logic, you know, all those things. But it has in this article, it talks about major depressive disorder. And I quote, MDD, which is major depressive disorder, is one of the most important mental disorders associated with altered serotonergic activity. I did not say that word right, but I don't care. I'm keeping going. And several extensive reviews of the literature on this topic. So it goes through and it explains why there are issues with the receptors and why there are issues with serotonin transporters and how that affects the activity of the brain and thus gives somebody a depressive disorder, especially if there is a family history, because this can be a developmental issue. This can be a functional issue of the brain and of your gut, I suppose, when I don't think people usually consider it to be that much of a physiological expression. And when you look at a lot of anti-anxiety and anti-depression medications, there's a whole class that is a serotonin reuptake inhibitor where it helps alter your serotonin activity. But if this is all happening so much inside your gut, then I hate to break it to us all, including myself, but it turns out that our physical health is going to have a huge impact on our serotonin levels, which will also have a large impact on our happiness. You know, when I was going through this, of course, I'm thinking about our kids when I'm dealing with this. You want your kids to have proper nutrition because it could really impact the level of serotonin that they have in their body. But I was thinking, is this why so many earthy people who eat like chia seeds for breakfast are like always so happy? Is it because their serotonin levels are elevated and mine are like low because I keep eating whatever I eat that's not that? I just amuse myself with that. So when you're looking at how to increase serotonin in your gut, I kind of looked through it, but it's everything they tell you it's going to be. It says that you need to eat probiotic-rich foods, and you need to eat healthy, natural foods, and you need to eat foods that contain tryptophan, which truly, I had not heard of this. But apparently, tryptophan, which is that little amino acid that's in turkey that makes you tired after Thanksgiving, is also in salmon, eggs, cheese, pineapple, oats, nuts, and tofu. And apparently this amino acid helps the body produce more serotonin, which is kind of nice to know. So if you're looking for a way to make your kids happy, cheese has been one for a long time, but apparently it's going to be helping raise those serotonin levels in their gut as well. Talks about exercise, and we know that exercise helps with dopamine levels, but it also helps with serotonin levels as well as your overall mood. And one of the things that it brought up when I was doing my research that I didn't really think about was light. They talked about sunlight or bright light therapy and how that can increase your serotonin levels. I wonder if that has anything to do with the seasonal affective disorder that people have sometimes in the upper levels of the world, but I can't help but think so. So what it says to engage in those mindful activities such as yoga, massage therapy, and probiotic supplements. This is wonderful, right? You're like, okay, I feel invigorated. I feel renewed. I'm going to increase my serotonin levels. But y'all, what are we going to do about those kids? How do we increase their serotonin levels? Because when you look at the mental disorders that happen with a lack of proper serotonin amounts, I mean, those are some pretty big things. And we want to be able to provide our children as much stability as possible. So how are we going to get our kids to eat kimchi or tofu and other probiotic rich foods? I don't know. But I do want you to know, as a parent, there are things that you really can do to help your child before it takes 4 months to see your doctor because you're on a wait list. There are things you can do regarding their nutrition that can really genuinely be beneficial on a scientific level, on a molecular level, when we kind of dismiss it. So I don't give my child sugar. She does eat some, especially when she takes it herself. I do have it in things like yogurt and things like that. So in jam, she can have jams and yogurts and things. But it affects her body in a very, really negative way for several days after she consumes it. So what if I provide her with so many good choices? And I know you're saying, oh, but it is so expensive, because it is so expensive, especially now. But when you take into consideration the benefit that your child is going to get by having this healthy level of natural serotonin, or at least a healthier level. I know that I'm not against medication. I absolutely believe in medication. But I think there are ways that we can create an environment inside them, inside their intestines and their gut, where we can provide them a better place. I don't want to. I would rather be able to give my child a taco every day than have to like make healthy, nutritious meals and somehow get her to eat kombucha. I mean, that's going to be really tricky and really hard. But if you change your whole house, if you make little changes here and there, you can be able to provide your child a wonderful environment outside their body and inside their body. One thing I recommend is getting one of those little trampolines if you can't go outside and walk, if your kid doesn't have a yard to go in. I have a little trampoline. It sits behind our couch while we watch shows, and the ADHD kids just jump on the trampoline while we watch TV because they can't help themselves. But to get that moving, to be able to give those serotonin levels, or if you provide snacks that they can eat that are healthier snacks. I know that when I watch a movie with my family, I would rather have a bunch of bags of chips open and some candy. But maybe the best thing we can do is have like some cheese and some pineapple and some nuts if they're not allergic, and to be able to provide snacks that will benefit their brains and their moods and their mental illnesses. Hippocrates is often credited as saying, "Let food be thy medicine." And as hard as it's going to be, I think it's time for a change here. I think we eat pretty decent, but I don't think we eat really well. I don't think I cook my children's food in a way that I am thinking about their mental health. I don't think I purchase the snacks thinking about whether or not it's going to cause chaos other than sugar. I definitely consider sugar and food coloring. But when I think about how I could create an environment for me and for them inside ourselves where we could just be happier, I think it's time for us. And I really hope you take some time and consider whether or not it's time for you. Because it really might not be. It might not be the time. But I can see so many benefits to really focusing on whole foods, healthy foods, and the foods that release a lot of good serotonin into your body and healing your gut. I didn't know that 95% of your serotonin is created in your gut. I didn't know that. But now that I do, I really hope this is a change of direction for our family to really help all of my little crazies and even their crazy mom to be able to find happier days, to find more stability in our mental health. And truly, if you take nothing else from this, it's just kind of a fascinating fact to know that you make 95% of your serotonin in your gut. Thanks so much for joining me. Have a great day.